Woo! Praise God. We are back. Praise the Lord. I know some people probably seeing this jacket in the background. Like, what is going on? If you're seeing this jacket in the background, I have worn, and I know one of my daughters in the spirit is seeing this jacket. And is like, oh God, Pop's gonna pull out the talking jacket. Lord, help me today, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, every monumental thing that has happened in the life of my ministry has happened with this jacket on. In one way or another, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. This is the second jacket that got transferred down to me, and it will be transferred down to one of my armor bearers, one of my sons or daughters, and God will reveal what time that is when they are ordained out of this ministry. Praise God. And this mantle, I think I called out different people that have covered the ministry and also my covering, praise God, and in the clips before. You never do anything without being covered in prayer. Amen, somebody. Without somebody sowing some kind of wisdom into you. Ain't no such thing as no long ranger. Come on. You got to have somebody pouring in you. So this jacket, this is the second jacket. The first jacket, God had me impart into my first real assignment, my first real charge, and I had worn that jacket for maybe a good 2-3 years until God made me transfer it to this person, and then God gave me my next mantle, and he did that with me also with prayer shawls as well, but this jacket has never, it has never been washed, it has never been to the cleaners. It's miraculously never had to go to the cleaners, really. It doesn't smell. If it smells like anything, it smells like oil. But it doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't have a scent. It's not dirty. It ain't dingy. It's not musty. It ain't none of that. It's representing my mantle and what I carry. And it's not just representing a death to the flesh, but it's also a shrouding of power in the realm of the spirit. I have casted out devils in this jacket. I have laid hands. God used me with the gift of healings in this jacket. Many miracles have been wrought through phone lines, phone conference, with this jacket on. I have preached my tutti-frutti off on the phone on many occasions, and even on conference calls and all of that, in my pajamas with this jacket on. I have not done one assignment that God has called me to do. When he said, put the jacket on, I have to put it on. I don't care what bad style it looked like. I have to put it on. And just by sitting in the room tonight, there's something that's going to happen for you. And I just kept feeling this today, and I didn't release it, but I'm going to release it right now. Whenever you see this, I don't care if you've seen it before or you're going to see it again. Every time you see this clip, by 3:00 the next day, by 3 p.m. the next day, in whatever time zone you're in, something is going to break loose for you in the realm of the spirit. I speak it, and it is so. Now, in the name of Jesus. But first of all, you got to recognize that certain ingredients got to go into your mantle. You just don't obtain a mantle. Well, first of all, I was saying, prophet, what is a mantle? The Hebrew word for mantle is the word adereth, A-D-D-E-R-E-T-H, adereth. And that definition is, it means the prophet's garment. And back in the Old Testament, it was actually made out of camel's hair. It wasn't prayer shawls. They did have them then in tallits. But it was really made out of camel's hair. And it was tied together by a huge belt. And it is a spiritual garment. It is a spiritual garment that endows the wearer with supernatural grace to establish the kingdom of heaven in the earth. Your mantle reveals everything about you to every agent, visible and invisible, that needs to know and drawn to your assignment. The prophetic mantle lends foresight to your assignment. It allows you to see. I remember this statement, but my leaders used to tell me, when they know who you are, they'll know who you are. And what they meant was, when principalities, powers, rule the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, know who you are, then everybody else will too. Because you gotta understand, angels, demons, devils, spirits, people, animals, trees, water, anything and everything. Somebody can heal right now. That's God's turning back cancer right now in your grandmother's body. He's healable. He cut a bow shot. He turned it. He turned it up a shot. He turned it in your great aunt's body right now. I bind glaucoma, I blind diabetes, I bind cancer in the name of Jesus. Every debilitating disease, dry up and cease and desist now in the name of Jesus. But again, you got to understand that not only does that mantle, your mantle is your battery pack, your power pack in the spirit. It reveals to other people who you are and what your assignment is, and enables you. It's your toolkit. It's everything that you need inside of your mantle. And I would encourage you to get the Prophet's Dictionary. It's an awesome book by Apostle Paul A. Price. It confirms so many things in my life. And when you look up Prophet's Mantle or a mantle, it's going to show you all rights and privileges, that there are over 40 functions of the mantle alone, not just in the prophet, but in the mantle alone. There are over 40 different functions that you must be able to do, calling yourself, I got a mantle. We gonna see. It's gonna be tried by fire whether you got one or not. But the ingredients inside of a real anointing and a real mantle is, first of all, that ingredient out of Exodus 30 and 23. The first one is myrrh, which represents purity. Your anointing has to be pure. It can't be around every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I don't care how anointed you think they are. It cannot be around everybody. Then the next one is sweet cinnamon, which represents love. Can you love? I know you can prophesy, but can you love? You can speak in tongues 100 miles an hour, but do you love right? I'm going to say it again. Do you love right? You can't love and gossip. You can't love and backbite. You can't love and cuss. You can't love and do what you want to do, all right? Do you love right? Do you love people? You got to love people in order to preach to people. You can't preach to folk you hate. Because guess what? They're going to hate you back. And they're not going to receive you because you don't love right. The Bible doesn't say, you know, if I have all manner of prophecies and I pray in all different languages, I give my body to be burned, that I amount to nothing. No, it says you are nothing without love, all right? Then the next one is sweet calamus, maturity. Are you mature? Has there been some time spent? My elders used to call it woodshedding time with the Lord. What kind of time you done put in with God? I will be 28 in this upcoming week. Praise the Lord. Praise God for 28 years of life. It's a blessing. I feel like I'm 78, but praise God. It's been a journey. But are you mature? I didn't just pop up here. I know what I'm talking about. I've been through some stuff. You know, people sing that song, you know, you don't know my story, but you see the glory, but you don't know my story. But I can prophesy and tell you, you really don't have a clue what this black man sitting across from this camera has gone through to sit even at this table right now. You really don't know. You can't fathom. I wouldn't have wished this on my worst enemy. Maybe Satan, but I wouldn't have wished this on my worst enemy. Then the next ingredient is cassia. Cassia means total surrender to God. That means when you get up to preach, people don't see you no more. They see God moving. They're in the presence of God. They're about to experience God when they come in your presence. They see Jesus. I'm going to make mention of this, and then we're going to go on to measure rule. We're going to go into the stages that you need to come to, and then we're going to wrap it up with Acts chapter 2. But I want to bring to your attention two different things that carry the anointing. First of all, you got to understand in 1 Samuel chapter 10 that Saul was called by the Lord and had Samuel to anoint. God had Samuel to anoint Saul. But Saul was anointed by something that was man-made. Now, I want you to think about this. So you never find Saul praying to God like that throughout the whole ministry that he was king. You found him sacrificing when he was in trouble and disobeyed God. But he didn't seek God like David sought God. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 that David was anointed with the ram's horn. Now, which one do you have? Because one looks like the other. But one gets everything done while the other hits and misses. You know, sometimes I'm an owner, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm saved, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm in church, sometimes I'm not. Where the anointing of the ram's horn, it makes you die out for what you believe and what you speak up for. Woo-wee, Jesus. See, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, when he was anointed with that oil, Saul was supposed to stay another man. He wasn't just supposed to, I became another man. It's time to stay another man. Turn into the pneumaticos man, not the sarks man, not the man after the flesh, not the nephesh man or the soulish man, but the pneuma, the pneumaticos man, the spirit man, okay? But we're going to be right back. We got to talk about the spirit of Gehazi. We got to talk about different levels that you go to when you come into another realm in God, when you're about to catch that mantle from the Lord. And we're going to talk about measure rule and some upcoming announcements. And we'll be right back.